USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Despite surging numbers of new coronavirus cases, the Trump administration continues to push for schools to reopen this fall. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos.
The point is that kids have got to get back to school, and we can do that safely. And every community, every school can look at what their actual physical circumstances are and figure out ways to do this safely.
The president has threatened to hold back funding for schools that don't reopen. Dr. Tom Inglesby is with John Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health.
I think issuing an ultimatum for schools opening is the wrong approach. I think guiding schools and helping schools with financial support and encouraging schools to follow CDC guidance and state health department guidance is the right way to go.
DeVos and Inglesby on Fox News Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Did you hear that David Horowitz, author of the new book Blitz, is predicting more protests against President Trump this summer? In Blitz, Horowitz is warning that Antifa wants to stop Trump at any cost. Blitz is already a number one Amazon bestseller. All this week, tune in every night at 7 p.m. Eastern to Greg Kelly Reports on Newsmax TV as Greg goes behind the scenes with Horowitz to find out the real agenda of Antifa and other radical groups. Newsmax TV ratings are up 200%, and it's already the fastest growing cable news channel in America. Find Greg Kelly on Newsmax TV. Everyone carries us. DirecTV 349, Dish 216, Xfinity 1115, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum 102, Uverse 1220, Fios 615, Suddenlink 102, Mediacom 277, Wow, Armstrong, and more. And don't forget to get Blitz at bookstores or check out the free offer from Newsmax and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to blitz411.com, blitz411.com.
A military ship that's docked at a naval base in San Diego has caught fire, and first responders are having difficulty containing the blaze. The San Diego Fire Rescue Department says multiple agencies responded to the emergency aboard the USS Bonhomme Richard. At least 10 sailors are being treated for injuries. They're still investigating the cause of the fire. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff is speaking out to ABC's This Week about President Trump granting clemency to longtime associate Roger Stone just days before he was sentenced to 40 months in prison.
It shouldn't matter whether you're Democrat or Republican. This should be offensive to you if you care about the rule of law and you care about justice.
Two officers in McAllen, Texas were shot and killed during a domestic violence complaint. McAllen Police Chief Victor Rodriguez says the suspect met the officers at the door.
The officers came here to maintain peace. Instead, they were taken down by gunfire.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A fire has nearly destroyed a historic church in California. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
A pre-dawn fire at the 249-year-old San Gabriel Mission in California destroyed the rooftop and most of the interior of that Catholic church, which was undergoing renovation to mark its upcoming 250th anniversary celebration. The church was established during the era of Spanish colonization and has been the target of vandalism in recent years by some who cited the struggles that Spanish colonization posed to indigenous people. As of now, the cause of the fire has not been determined. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
One mayor is pushing for change to stop the spread of COVID-19. USA's Tim Berg has more.
Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego is advocating for some changes to be made as coronavirus cases spike in Arizona. The mayor telling CBS's Face the Nation some places should not be open.
Protections including moving restaurants completely to takeout. Have some of the riskier personal care situations like nail salons. We think that's just not necessary right now while you're seeing such high levels of the virus.
What the mayor was not asked in that interview was why she doesn't declare a state of emergency in the city of Phoenix, as she could make restaurants in the city takeout only. The city council would have to approve the measure, and there is a possibility that Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey could challenge the city's authority.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.